We all know that as part of the process of preparing meat before sending it to the market, we have to make the meat undergo the process of melicha or tzliya in order to extract the dam that is contained within the meat. Every piece of meat has dam, and obviously there's an issur d'oraisa for a person to consume dam, and therefore we have the meat undergo the process of melicha to extract the dam contained within it before preparing it to have it sold. Now, as part of this process, we make it undergo hadocha rishona prior to the actual melicha. Before putting the actual salt on the meat, you have the meat undergo hadocha rishona, which means that you're supposed to scrub it and then you put it in water and you let it sit there for at least a half hour. And the purpose of this hadocha rishona is to remove the blood from the surface of the meat, and also it serves as a means of softening the meat and allowing it to be effective during the upcoming process of melicha. So this is the din of hadocha rishona, where you let it sit in water for at least a half hour to make sure that the meat is soft and the blood on the surface gets removed. Now, what's the halacha if you by mistake leave it in the water for more than expected and it sits there for 24 hours? So we have a concept called kovash kemevushal. Kovash kemevushal means if you have, let's say, a treifa piece of meat sitting in kosher liquid, if it sits there for 24 hours, we say kovash kemevushal. If it sits there, it's as if it is cooked and the blias get transferred, and then the treifa piece of meat will make the kosher liquid treif and vice versa. If the liquid is treif and the meat is kosher, so if it sits in the liquid for 24 hours, we say kovash kemevushal, the blia of the treif liquid goes to the meat and asers the meat. That's the concept of kovash kemevushal. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there's a tremendous machlekes rishonim, and that is, if you have this piece of meat before melicha, during hadocha rishonim, it sits in the water for 24 hours, so the chayu, you have a chumra of kovash kemevushal, because the meat now has dam within it, and it's sitting in the water for 24 hours, so we say it's kovash kemevushal, and now the blia gets very much ingrained and embedded in the meat, and it will not be able to be removed during the upcoming process of melicha, and therefore it will become usur even with melicha and subsequent bishul, because kovash kemevushal. As I state in Shulchan Aruch. However, the mechaber then says that there's a machlekes rishonim whether tzliya will help. That we know that there's an alternative way of removing dam from within a piece of meat. One is al yudei melicha, by having it completely covered by salt. And the melicha, the salt, serves as a way of extracting the dam within the meat. And also, if you have tzliya take place, you roast it directly on fire. That too removes the melach from the meat. That is the process of tzliya. Tzliya actually is an even more effective way of removing the dam than melicha. There's melicha, that's the regular method, and then there's tzliya, which is even more effective. And therefore the question is, when we say that kovash kemevushal, that if the meat with the dam within it sits in water for 24 hours, we say kovash kemevushal, and a subsequent melicha and bishul won't help, does that mean that even tzliya won't help? Or perhaps tzliya is more effective and tzliya will help even in such a scenario? This is the subject of a machlekes rishonim. The mechaber brings down a machlekes rishonim in Beis Yosef, and in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber is Mekel. And the mechaber holds that since we say kovash kemevushal only with respect to melicha and bishul, we never find it clearly regarding tzliya, so therefore we could be Mekel, and tzliya is more effective. And even if you have kovash kemevushal and it sits in the hadocha rishonim for 24 hours, the subsequent tzliya will help to remove the dam from within the piece of meat. Azay zok the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shach has a very strong kasha on the Mechaber, because the Mechaber seems to be soiser himself. There's a different halacha regarding kavash mevushal, and that is the halacha of a kli she'ina menukav. During the actual process of melicha, you cover the piece of meat with salt, and you have it sit in a kli. You have it sit in a vessel, and the halacha is you have to make sure that the vessel has holes in it. You have to make sure that it's a kli menukiv, because during the process of melicha, the salt extracts the dam, and the dam needs a place to drain. It has to drain, and that is through these holes. It goes through these holes, and it makes sure that there is no issue of the blias re-entering the meat. What if the melicha takes place in a kli she'ina menukiv? There's no holes in the vessel. There's no place for the blood to drain. So the halacha is that since there's malicha, and malicha causes the kvisha to take place at an even faster rate than the 24-hour period, so if you have the blood being drained and sitting there in the kli, because there's no holes, there are no holes in the kli, and now you have the piece of meat sitting in the dam with the malicha, with the melach, which causes the kvisha to take place at a faster rate, you are going to aser the piece of meat because of kavash kamavushal. Now it's sitting in the dam, it's being kavash in the dam, it's sitting there, you have kavash kamavushal, and it asers the piece of meat. Over there, the Mechaber's psak is that even with respect to a subsequent sliya, we say that it's also because of kavash kamavushal. And in fact, the shachet says stira. In our case, by hadocha rishono, when it sits in the piece of meat for 24 hours, when it sits in the water for 24 hours, we say kavash kamavushal, but it only asers regarding the malicha and bishul, not regarding the sliya. But over there, when we say that you did malicha on a kli, she'ena menuk, if we say that it asers it because of kavash kamavushal, we ask it over there even for its sliya. It seems to be a stira. Zok deshach, the answer is that the cases are fundamentally different. Because in our case of Hadoch Rishon, it's not entirely clear that the concept of Kavash Kamavushal Bechlal is Nageya. Why? Zok deshach, the normal case of Kavash Kamavushal is you have, let's say, a piece of meat that's treif sitting in kosher liquid. So 24 hours of sitting there causes the blia to be transferred. Or vice versa. It's a treif, a liquid, kosher piece of meat sitting in the liquid, 24 hours, the blia gets transferred, Kavash Kamavushal. Zok deshach, in our case, the piece of meat is be'etzim kosher. It's inherently a kosher piece of meat. And the liquid is mayim, it's water, it's kosher. Narvos, the dam within the meat is osir. And the question is, the meat is sitting in the water. The dam is not sitting in the water. The meat is sitting in the water. It's just that it has dam balua in the meat. Do you say kovash kamavushal in such a case or not? It's not entirely clear. Says the shach over here, it's not the isser directly sitting in the liquid that is kosher. And it's a kosher piece of meat sitting in a kosher bowl of water, but the dam is balua in the piece of meat, and the meat is kovash in the mayim. Do you say kovash kamavushal in that case? It's not 100% clear. So over there, we're machmer, but only with respect to malicha and bishul, not with respect to tzli. Regarding tzli, the mechaber is makel. However, zok deshach, by the case of klisha ein menukiv, when you do malicha and the blood drains, so now you have actual blood that the meat is sitting in. The meat is sitting in the actual dam. So that's a regular case of kavash kamavushal. When you have a bona fide case of kamavushal, it becomes osur because the blias get transferred and it gets embedded in a way that it can't be removed, even with respect to a subsequent sliya. That's how the mechaber is explained by the shach. However, we should point out the Ramo disagrees. The Ramo is machmir even with respect to sliya, even by hadacha rishayna. So even if you have hadacha rishayna where it's a case of kavash, where the piece of meat during Hadoch Rishayna sits in the water for 24 hours, according to the Ramah, it's embedded now, and it can't be removed because Kavash Kamavushal, and this applies even with respect to a subsequent Sliyah.